from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. After the Packers beat the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens, I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the man with his name on the show. He is head coach Mike McCarthy. And Mike, I know you're an offensive guy, but you got to tip your cap to the defense. Ray Rice, Bernard Pierce, 20 carries, 43 yards. And I saw a stat somewhere where the rushers were hitting the backfield on 9 of the 21 carries in the game. That's the defense getting after it.
Absolutely. When you end up breaking a game down, you know, by wins and losses, this is clearly one of our most productive performances as a defense. So it really starts up front. Can't say enough about our defensive line. I thought B.J. Rozzi was, you know, played one of his better games. But the whole front control at A.J. was impactful, you know, just – player after player, just we were playing on their side of the line of scrimmage, so it was fun to watch.
Mike, overall, you held the Ravens to 2-1 a carry defensively. And a word that's come out when Johnny Jolly talks a lot, he says, we got a bunch of unselfish guys up front, and that's one of the keys to getting stuff like that done.
No doubt about it. I mean, to play good run defense, you really have to have unselfish players, particularly in the front. If you get into the specifics of football, if you just start with their stance, we call it a flat stance, where the ability to stay square and absorb the blockers so the linebackers can run to the ball carrier. So our guys do a great job of that. And I think that's something that definitely gets lost, where everybody's so tied into statistics. But really, reality, the fundamentals of football are really guys doing their job so other guys can be productive.
Mike, you mentioned A.J. Hawk. He was the best defensive player in the field. 10 tackles,
yes.
5 for loss, 3 sacks. I mean, he was everywhere. And sometimes you take him for granted because he's been so solid this year, but he had a spectacular game.
A.J. was awesome. He was on their side of the line of scrimmage. I thought he was excellent in his pressure calls. The command of the huddle, like you said, I think sometimes goes unnoticed. There's a lot of moving parts in that particular football game. You got an injury to Nick Perry and so forth and so forth. A.J. played outstanding.
Mike, no James Jones, no Randall Cobb for the most part. What's that do to your play sheet?
Thank God it wasn't raining. There's a lot of ink on that thing. You get tired of changing one personnel to another. But it's really a reflection. I thought the coaching staff was excellent. Just as far as the adjustments, it was seamless. The timing of Randall's injury right before halftime, we were able to just go into halftime and set that. And really, Aaron gets a lot of credit for that, just handling the huddle and just staying in really base calls and different personnel groups. Our guys did a great job.
Eddie Lacy iced the game, 120 yards, 4.7 per carry against arguably one of the best defenses in all of football.
No doubt about it. Starts up front, our guys did a great job. Apex and their defensive front, an outstanding defensive front. And, you know, I thought Eddie did a really good job being patient. He had a couple runs that were creased where he was able to put his foot down and get going. It was an excellent performance.
Mike, I want to talk about your young tackles, David Bakhtiari and Don Barclay. And in particular, Don, because he had some issues early with a tough customer, Elvis Dumervil. He's kind of a freak of nature, a little sawed-off guy with explosiveness. But Don had some issues early, but he battled. He came back. He didn't go in the tank or anything. He battled all game long.
Definitely. Don had a tough assignment, and veteran, a little different body type for sure, highly skilled. But he is a battler, and that's really the beauty of his play. So he keeps after, and I think it carries over in our run game, in our action passing game. So David played against a former defensive player of the year, probably a Pro Football Hall of Fame candidate, and David did a really good job of changing things up against them, particularly in pass protection, and did a good job finishing them in the run game.
Aaron Rodgers only completed 7 passes in the second half, but they were for 199 yards, a lot of explosive plays, 64-yard touchdown strike to Jordy Nelson, 52 yards to JerMichael Finley. Is that just something that you guys saw and you just stayed patient until it opened up for you?
You play the game. The flow of the game is important. The things that obviously were going on in the football game, the emphasis on running the football. But those two plays in particular were really excellent schemes as far as creating a one-on-one situation, and were executed at a very high level. I mean, those two, the touchdown throw and the big play to JerMichael, anytime you have base concepts in your offense and you're looking to have training tapes to teach the players that come in the next generation, trust me, those two plays will be on those tapes. They were executed at a very high level. Everybody did exactly what they're supposed to do, starting with the protection. Two big time plays.
Mike, and this has something to do with Jermichael's catch, but getting the ball with 2:04 to play, and the Ravens at this point, they got three timeouts and the 2-minute warning. If they get the ball back, they're happy campers, but you never let them get the ball back. You guys ran out the rest of the clock.
Definitely. I mean, I think Jermichael knew that. That's why he stepped out of bounds. You just want to create another challenge in a challenging day. So, huge play. I thought he was going to score, and I think that's what probably happened to him. He was thinking about scoring, too, and got caught. But, you know, once again, that to get the conversion, then also to be able to run the clock out, particularly the third down run, Eddie Lacy, well blocked. He was able to bounce it to the edge. They actually had an overloaded box. They had one more play than we did down there. So, that's what it's all about.
And you never want to take victories for granted, but Aaron Rodgers, I thought, said it well after the game, where he said, when you went in the locker room, this is a moment that he's going to remember 20 years down the road, being with all you guys in the locker room. Is that something that you kind of thought of, too?
No, absolutely. It was clearly probably one of the biggest regular season wins I've been a part of, clearly on the road. The locker room was unbelievable. T.J. Lang did a great job. You know, we have a player that's designated to speak every week, and they really don't find out till probably 5 minutes before they have to speak. So he really set the tempo, and winning's fun, but that was a lot of fun in Baltimore.
All right, next up, our special guest, Micah High. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Show. Joining us now, Packers cornerback Micah Hyde. Micah, you're a rookie, and you play the defending Super Bowl champs at their place. You beat them, and you contribute a lot. That's got to feel really good, I would think.
Yeah, it feels good anytime you get a win. But to be out there, and you know, I did get a significant amount of plays, and to go out there and, you know, just help the team any way you can, and definitely get the W, it feels very good.
Well, you helped them quite a bit, not so incidentally. Six tackles, sack, forced fumble, and then in your spare time on special teams, you had a tackle, returned five punts for 68 yards, 13.6 average, which would put you among the league leaders. That's a pretty good day's work, isn't it?
I'm just trying to get out there and make the best of every opportunity. Coach threw me back there to punt return. They feel comfortable with me back there catching punts, so I just go back there and try to do anything I can to help out the team.
Mike, since Micah came here for the rookie camp, he had, for lack of a better phrase, football player written all over him, just the way when it's about his practice, business, and so forth. Would you agree?
Totally. I mean, his instincts are very high, especially for a young player. Football comes very natural to Micah. You talk about the return game. I can recall the rookie camp where I think we had about 25 guys catching those kicks and running them all over the field. And it's very natural for him. So we have a lot of confidence in him handling the punt return responsibilities, and you can see the impact he's making already on defense.
Now, Micah, you've played varying amounts of snaps so far this season. Yeah. Did you have an inkling that you were going to play a ton against the Baltimore Ravens?
No. I think every game, coach just lets everybody know, be ready for anything. If your name gets called, you better go out there and make the best of your opportunity. And that's exactly what I try to do. But I think, every week we don't really discuss playing time, because you never know what can happen, with injuries and all that stuff.
Well, I think you took advantage of your opportunity because you prepared during the week. Like, this opportunity was fulfilled all week long, wasn't it?
Exactly. And I think it's safe to say, I made plenty of mistakes. That's going to happen. But as long as I learn from the mistakes and try to, next time that comes up, try not to, handle the same way. So, I just think that, I could also play a lot better. But at the same time, I made some plays.
Now, a lot of times on the defensive side of the ball, regular plays from scrimmage, you're playing in the slot.
Yeah.
Nickel guy or the dime guy in the slot. Do you like that area of the field?
I enjoy it. I did a little bit back in college at school, and I also played outside too. Like I said, whatever they put me at, I'm willing to do.
Let's send it out to Lance.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. We've got a couple live wires here today. Jeannie is one of them, and she has a question for Micah.
I do. And I'm so glad you're a Packer. I watched you in preseason.
Thank you.
I would like to know how you fellas managed to get up from some of them train wreck hits and just shake it off and go to the sideline or go back up to the huddle or whatever happens. You got to just be, you know.
Yeah, I tell you what, I feel it right now, that's for sure. You know, going out there against them huge linemen, it's not fun.
All right, next question. We have Mike, and he has a question for Mike.
Hey, Mike, with teams like Baltimore, you don't get to play very often. How do you prepare for games like that?
Well, we make a big emphasis of it with our football team as far as the uncommon opponents. So really the urgency and the emphasis of more film study definitely kicks in on Monday after we correct the game before. But as a coaching staff, anytime we have an uncommon opponent early in the season, or even probably midway season, we spend a lot of time looking at what they've done and do preliminary game plans just to try to make that transition easy for our players.
And Mike, I think Beverly's going to jog your memory just a little bit here.
A few weeks ago, they showed it on TV after the game. There was a little misconnection here, like Lacey was running out and Rearon was going like this. Is this, how does this work? Do you get a little mixed up once in a while?
I'm a little mixed up right now. I don't remember the play. So what happened? Or?
I don't know. There was a misconnection here that Lacey was coming out on and Aaron was doing this. You didn't want him out. It must have been Aaron must have had a different plan or something.
I know Beverly also wanted to know about just does that happen because there's so many things that happen on a sideline as well, Mike.
Oh, no doubt. See, sometimes you have different personnel that are substituted into the game, but you know I'm able to talk to Aaron through his helmet. So maybe something was said on the sideline that was not in tune with that said to Aaron. But at the end of the day, he's in charge of the huddle. So if he tells Eddie to get out of the huddle, he needs to get out of the huddle. So.
All right. At least we got that cleared up. Next up, we have Micah Hyde on the Telestrator with Larry. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
They're 2 of 10 on third down conversions in the first half. Packers on a blitz on third down. Inside the 10, Micah Hyde came in on the blitz.
Welcome back. We're going to talk some X's and O's with Micah. And Micah, and this particular defensive lineman, this is you
correct
over here, as
yes
you well know.
Yep.
But I wanted to ask you, I know you're in your dime personnel, mm-hmm, six defensive backs. This is the craziest defensive alignment in the world. I mean, you got both your outside backers
yep
right here.
Yep.
We got just two defensive linemen here and nobody in here. What do you call this thing? Mayhem?
Yeah.
When it comes to trying to block it?
You know, it's hectic. You know, definitely, as you can see, and you know, Dom comes up with crazy stuff like this all the time, and obviously you can tell it works.
Now, at this point, you know you're blitzing, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, do you play kind of cagey and not let them know you're blitzing? Is that part of the key?
You know, yeah, you kind of got to, you know, act like you're man up with this guy. Try not to look at the ball too much. And I think, you know, a couple of plays after this or maybe before, he actually got me on one. So I tried to just stay in there and key on the receiver like I'm not going to blitz.
Okay, let's snap the ball. And it looks like you get a real nice get off here. And then, voila, things are turning out good because
–
all their big guys are taking big guys and things like that.
Yep.
And, like, as you're smoking around that edge, you are thinking what?
You know, you kind of think that, I mean, a lot of the times, you know, the running back will step up and he'll come out late and clip you. But, you know, this time I come around this corner, I see the tackle take the end, and I'm just, you know, your eyes get big, and this is something that you want when you come in and blitz.
So you have a good case of the big eyes as
yeah
you're coming
yeah
around the corner, and I imagine you got to flatten out quick. You
yeah
can't give it a lot of space.
Exactly.
And the other thing, Micah, that is like perfect. You put your helmet right on the football.
Yeah.
Is that something you were conscious of or just something that worked out?
You know, that's something we practice every day, all the time, actually. You know, we work on, you know, getting to the quarterback and making the sure tackle and stripping. We do that all the time in practice, and you know, that just comes from practicing it a lot.
Now, I don't know about you, but I lose the ball here as it comes out.
Yeah.
It's in there somewhere. And I think it's kind of interesting. Such a wad of bodies there fighting for the football. And
yeah
here you come crawling out of the pile right
yeah
there.
I mean, I know I got it out, but I didn't see it either. And you know, I was hoping that one of our guys could get it. Unfortunately, we didn't. But at the same time, you know, I think it was a great play, a great call by the defense coordinator, and, you know, a successful play.
Well, Mikey, it's still a sack and a forced fumble.
Yeah.
And you got to quit being so flamboyant in your celebration there. I mean, you're not the excitable type, apparently.
Oh, no, I get very excited. But, you know, just this times like that, you know, people like to say, act like you've been there before and done it before. No, I haven't had, you know, a sack in the NFL, but, you know, I like to think that I can act like I've, you know, done it before and just go about it and try to do the next play.
Well done, Micah. Hi. Thanks for being here. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, since it's a victory week, you have some game balls to present.
Absolutely. Big lot of game balls going out this week. Number one on offense was Eddie Lacy. Excellent job by Eddie. Let's give Eddie a hand. There you go. We got some time to chew up here. Excuse me. A.J. Hawk on defense. Great job by A.J.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Banjo, special teams.
Yeah.
And we have two new awards that we give out. It's called the Edge Award, a player that plays with a high level, you know, an edge to him, Jermichael Finley and Micah Hyde. Great job there. And then we have our Big Dog Award, which is an award that goes to an offense or defensive lineman. We had two awards there, B.J. Raji.
All right.
And David Bakhtiari. So great job by those guys. All right, so a lot of game balls.
It's a big win.
Absolutely.
Mike, speaking of BJ, that play on the goal line, he didn't make the tackle, but he made the tackle for other people.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was just freaky, outstanding, good stuff.
I mean, goal line defense, if you can get underneath your guy is one thing, but if you can get underneath your guy and get on the other side of the line of scrimmage, that's a huge play. And obviously BJ did that. It was also to take out, you know, to take out two blockers. So huge, you know, play by BJ, and that was obviously a big play for our defense.
One of the Edge Award winners, Micah Hyde. And Mike, one of the things I like about him is when he gets a punt return, he makes a quick decision, one cut, gets it up the field, gets you positive field position.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing you look at, especially for a young player, is how naturally he's handling the football, his ability maybe get off the spot a little quicker, get north and south. He did a heck of a job. I thought he really improved from his first opportunity to the opportunity in Baltimore.
Mike, we didn't get a chance to talk about it when Mike was here earlier, but would this surprise you, the way he's just a football player and he's got instincts? In high school, he played football, basketball, and baseball.
Absolutely.
And I know as a coach, you love those gym rats.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm going through right now with our two boys. I think they should play all three sports. I think it's great for young players, and the high school coaches are not going to want to hear this, but you know, the generations that are out there now, everybody wants them to lock into one sport. But gosh, when a young man or a young lady can play three sports and have the crossover and the cross training from each sport, I think it really enhances their ability.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns and get you ready for that. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. The Cleveland Browns come into town this Sunday. And Mike, what does a close road win do for you as you get ready to come back here at Lambeau Field?
We're just glad to be back at Lambeau Field, really. I mean, the Baltimore win was excellent, but, you know, the page has been turned to Cleveland. You know, we'll have some adjustments with our roster. Our game plan will be adjusted, playing another uncommon opponent, you know, and a new coaching staff. So we have a lot of work to do as a staff to get ready for the players on Wednesday.
Mike, injury-wise, the hits just keep on coming. As the head coach, the guy setting the tone, how do you deal with that?
Well, it's just important to keep your eye on the target. The target is beating Cleveland. You know, our players understand that. The preparation for these type of situations started on April 15th, so we'll be ready to go.
Browns have been playing a lot better. They lost their last game, but before that, three straight victories.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, this is a football team, but it's really up and coming. They made a bunch of roster moves right there at the 53, and they're continuing to make roster moves throughout the season. So it's an improving football team.
Mike, you guys out-toughed and out-physicaled a tough physical football team. That's good. It's got to be good for the soul moving forward, huh?
What other way is there, Larry?
All right. And this week, don't forget the annual Packers Wives Association annual food drive. Bring your cash or your non-perishable food items to the game on Sunday. Thanks for watching the Mike McCarthy Show.